Hi, this is the original Dan Phelps from Shooting From The Hip, and you're listening to the Talk Wrestling Radio Network at TWRnetwork.com. Wrestling, entertainment, community. And that was a shoot.
Welcome, everyone, to another
live edition of the Hour Bomb.
Yes, that's right. We are live this week.
Holy shit.
Yes, I know, right? It's crazy.
The debut of the live Hour Bomb.
All right.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What?
I just looked in the chat, and I saw Glitterfist GIF, and it's bad.
I like it.
Oh, man. This shit.
That's how you get extra fives.
That's how we get come on. So, welcome to another, the first live edition of the Hour Bomb. We've done live before, but never our usual show. So
yeah, exactly.
We're going to see how this works.
Yeah.
I just want to give a shout out to, there's no one actually in the chat room, so yeah. Never mind.
Hey, but you know what? We do know that there are some people out there listening on TuneIn.
That we do.
Good.
Trevor Gurdon, I know for sure, is listening.
Okay.
All right.
And didn't you say we also knew that the Rodfather was out there listening?
I thought the Rodfather said he was going to be in the chat room.
Oh. Where's the Rodfather?
Then also, wouldn't So Bloody?
Tomfoolery.
Tomfoolery, okay.
Tomfoolery.
Yes. Hey. I think they're supposed to be listening in or something like that.
Whatever. We'll see if they show up.
Yeah. So, welcome to another live edition of the Hour Bomb. So, how the hell you guys been?
You know, I guess all things considered, it could be better, could be worse.
Yeah,
been having some, back issues, but otherwise, no, not too bad.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. I'm doing pretty good. Pretty slow week this past week as far as work went.
Not a whole lot of people jizzing on the floor.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? You always ask us each and every week how we're doing. You know what? How are you doing?
I am.
It doesn't matter how you're doing.
Adrian? No.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boo.
Boo.
Shut up. I'm pissed off.
Uh-oh. Why are you pissed off?
Because you got pissed on?
No. I don't know if... Oh, hey, Glitterfist is in the room. Hey, Glitterfist.
Hi, Glitterfist.
I'm pissed off because... I don't veer off of wrestling very often, but I'm going to go off on just a small tangent here real quick.
Okay.
Just real quick.
All right.
So, I don't know if you've heard. Baseball.
Yes.
We talked a little bit a couple weeks ago. Ryan Braun gets suspended. Plays for the Brewers.
Okay.
Got suspended for testing positive for PEDs.
Yeah, I remember.
Let's see here. He got busted a few years back and got off on a technicality. So then... He gets busted again. Okay?
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He issues a statement earlier in the week. Now, mind you, he had a fucking month to come up with this statement. Basically, he said, oh, hey, I'm sorry I did this. I was using some cream that was given to me to help out an injury. I didn't know it had been... Bullshit! Fuck you. Go to hell. He should be banned for life.
Okay.
Do you feel better now that you got that off your chest?
A little bit, yeah.
All right, good.
I don't know why you sound like you're in a tunnel.
I don't know either.
It's weird.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Okay.
I mean, of course, I don't know if I can really hear it as far as like that.
Oh, he sounds like he's in a tunnel.
Okay.
So he sounds like he's across the room yelling, but he's really right here.
Okay.
So anyway, so here's how this show works for those of you tuning in for the first time. I have 1 hour. That is 60 minutes for... Oh, well, shit. Hold on. I fucked things up again.
Uh-oh.
Hey, welcome to a live edition of the Hour Bomb. I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert, joined as always by my partners in crime. The big
bad booty daddy! That's right, the big Adrian Masters here.
And the jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
Okay, so here's how this show works. For those, I've got a whole list of shit to try to get through and a 1 hour time limit. These two assholes, as usual, are going to try to get me off on my tangents and make it to where I don't complete my list. Last week was a special pay-per-view edition, so it didn't matter.
Yes, let's try it.
This week, I've got a list.
Do you now?
Yes, hopefully it'll work. Hopefully I can get through my list. Let's put it that way.
Well, since you didn't even show us what the list is this week, I mean, I guess we're going to take your word for it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's here.
Okay.
I've got it on my phone. So.
All right.
Of course you phone. Do.
There you go.
All right. That's a pretty long list.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It is. I know. So we're going to dig into that here in just a couple minutes. First, if you're one of our returning listeners, hey, welcome back. Appreciate it.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you for listening.
At a late hour in time. The only night we can do is live.
Yeah, I know.
So, all right, guys. We're going to put on our serious face for a minute.
Serious face on.
Okay, ready?
Yes. How do I so,
we've got some bad news to pass along.
I don't know if it's bad news. I mean,
well,
it's just, you know, news.
We've got some news to pass along this weekend.
Okay.
Here at the TWR Network, we must say goodbye to one of the founding members of the TWR Network, Jason the Bar Massey. He's officially left the TWR Network, and yeah, it's kind of a sad thing. No, I'm just fucking with you guys.
You know, I mean, we do really want to take a moment to seriously wish him well in all of his future endeavors.
Yes, I want to send out a special thank you to him, because without him, we actually wouldn't be on the TWR Network.
That is true.
So, Jason Massey, this is for you. Okay, I think that's good enough.
All right, we're good. All right. That's enough with the boys. Yes.
No, seriously, though. Wow. Okay. Jason Massey, just know you have an open invite whenever you want. You are welcome on the show to give your insight or just stop by and say hi. We'll be more than happy to have you on the show and, you know, just say hi. Doesn't even have to be wrestling related. He's doing his DNR, Dungeons and Randomness podcast. And that's going real strong. Him and there's two different groups going, and there's network guys in this group, and I don't know. It's hard for me to keep track of who's on which group. So, but you know, check it out. Have some fun with it. I mean, it's really, really good. It's entertaining. I thought a D&D podcast of listening and play would be kind of stupid. It's a good podcast. I like it.
All right. So, cool.
If you haven't listened to it, go ahead. I think that's everything else. That we need to get business wise taken care of. I can't think of anything else. What about you? You got anything else, Heath?
I don't have anything else.
You got anything you want to talk about there, Adrian?
You know, I got the scroll.
Oh, God. Oh. Start the timer. All right. Another Sunday down. Another Monday down. Another Monday Night Raw in the books. So I guess let's go ahead and
get into some Monday Night
Raw. Jump into some Monday Night Raw.
All right.
So, Monday Night Raw for, I don't even know what the fuck day the Monday was, what the date was.
It was the 19th.
Was it the 19th?
August 19th, yeah.
It was 19th. Okay, Monday Night Raw, August 19th. So, I guess let's dive into this. We didn't really have a 5-point preview because, well,
I mean, hey, it was,
we didn't have one immediately after the pay-per-view, so we're going to go ahead and, I guess, just cover some Raw. How's that sound, fellas?
All right,
well, let's start with the kickoff point for Monday Night Raw, I guess.
Okay.
Daniel Bryan comes down to the ring. And you know what? He's a little upset about what happened in SummerSlam.
I don't understand why.
I mean, I can't imagine why. Basically goes on to a rant, and Stephanie comes out and basically says, you know, we don't want to lose you, but you're not championship materials, so thanks for being a solid B guy.
You're a solid B. You're not an A.
Wow.
But you're a solid B plus.
Which, wow.
Yeah, that's kind of hurtful.
I don't even know really how to. I didn't like this segment a whole lot, but I mean, I understood where it was going and it's meant to develop. the feud going. Daniel Bryan gets some shots in on her, and she's like, well, I don't like the way you're talking to me, so we're going to have you escorted from the building.
Well, which, of course, they bring down just the most awesome security team you'd ever see.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Bunch of undercard guys and, you know, probably a local indie fed or something like that, but, you know.
Okay, some black shirts.
Yeah, guys in black shirts, it's exactly what it was, yes. So,
anyway, they escort Brian out of the arena, and we are supposedly not going to see him the rest of the night.
Because that always works out.
Yeah, because no one ever comes back from being escorted from the arena.
No, never. Never mm-hmm. seen it happen.
Nope.
Yeah, right. Okay, so then we go on to our first match. Damian Sandow against Cody Rhodes is a rematch from the night before.
All right.
And another solid match from these two.
They are impressive. I can't lie.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know really what more really needs to be said about either one of these guys right now.
I mean, if anything, you know, I mean, granted, yeah, Sandow has the briefcase,
I just
but
think it'd be nice if Sandow won a match every now and then, you know, being the Money in the Bank holder.
Yeah, it'd be great for being on my fantasy team here, too. Because he hasn't really been doing so hot for me. Appreciate it there, WWE Creative. Eat a dick.
Yeah. That kind of is gross.
Yeah, I mean, how dare you think assume that, you know, Money in the Bank briefcase holders are going to get pushed?
I should have went with Cody Rhodes, apparently.
Really? Apparently you should have.
I guess I should have. I shouldn't have went with the whole, oh, Money in the Bank. He's got to be something. You know, nope. I'm wrong. All right. Solid performance, and Cody Rhodes wins the match.
Yes.
Good match.
All right.
Do we want to go over all the backstage bullshit?
Not all of it.
Okay.
If it's really important, I mean.
Big well, points.
All right. Brad Maddox talks about the Dolph Ziggler's comments he made about the night before, and we get Dolph Ziggler against the Shield in a handicap match.
Which, I got to say, that match was actually, I think, maybe my favorite match on Raw. Just because Ziggler looked like he looked like amazing in that match. Like, you thought that there was a legitimate shot that he might just pull it out until the end, whenever he got
right. Beat. I mean, I would have been excited if he would have won that match, actually, but of course it doesn't happen.
No.
Well, I mean, you don't really want to have like one guy beat the 3-on-1 handicap match.
And well, remember when their motto used to be "Anything can happen" in the WWF?
Yes.
Apparently, once it became WWE, that changed.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know. And then we get fucking Heyman coming out to the ring and basically says, CM Punk, it's time for the Family Feud to end. Why don't you just go ahead and apologize to me, and I'll take you to the main event at WrestleMania. I'll take you back to the WWE title. I still love you.
I can't believe CM Punk didn't take him up on that offer.
I don't know.
Right then and there. I mean, you should have just came out and been like, you know what? I love you, Paul Heyman. You're right. I should take you back.
And then boom. There you go. No. Well, nope. We're getting ahead of ourselves here. And then,
sadly, that's not how that went later in the night, but we'll get to that in a bit.
And then, oh, they teased something.
Well, what did they tease?
The Randy Orton Championship Coronation Ceremony. Because those always end up well.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean.
Anyway. And then we have a Total Divas match. Karen and Naomi against Layla and AJ. Guess not a Total Divas match, but.
But it is a Divas match.
It is a Divas match.
Yes.
That doesn't involve the Bellas. And it was an alright match. Cameron and Naomi win.
Yeah, it was okay. Mm-hmm. I mean,
it is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it helps because it sets Cameron and Naomi. Maybe one of them can start fighting AJ instead of AJ versus Caitlyn for the 300th time.
Yeah, because they do need a little bit more, you know, variety in the Divas.
The hell did you drop?
I didn't drop anything.
I didn't drop anything.
Must have been the dumb cat in the studio.
Yeah. I dropped a bomb on you.
Oh, man.
So.
All right, and then up next, Shield against Dolph Ziggler. Really fucking good match.
Yes.
Yeah, that match was probably made my favorite match that was on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. And I really thought he was going to pull it out until he went to go kick Roman Reigns in the corner, and then Roman Reigns just gives him a spear from hell.
Yeah, I mean, Roman Reigns spearing people is 10 times better than Christian spearing people.
He's got the big man, though, that Christian doesn't have. So that's why it looks so good.
Well, yeah, I mean, Christian just doesn't... It doesn't look right when Christian does it. Anyway.
Bad aim.
Shut up. Yeah, you're right. Christian, it just...
It looks awkward when he goes for that move.
And it doesn't face the cat at all. Awesome.
Yep.
All right. And then up next, Sin Cara against Alberto Del Rio. Really? Point out, he didn't have the stripper light.
No stripper lighting for Sin Cara.
What?
Yes.
Holy cow.
The match was going on there hot and heavy, and Sin Cara jumped out of the ring, did a suicide dive on Del Rio, and then rolled over in pain, called for the referee, and the referee stopped the match.
Yes.
Legitimate injury.
Yeah.
Actually, we didn't know it actually at first because Sin Cara got stomped on a few times by Del Rio, so I'm like, oh, maybe it's not a work. I don't know.
Apparently Sin Cara broke like the bones in his hand or something.
I don't know how bad it really was because he wrestled the next night on the SmackDown taping or the Superstars taping or
well, they got it bandaged up or whatever, I'm sure, whatever. We had, you know, any bracelet or something.
Whatever. But Sin Cara gets hurt. And apparently he's... Never mind. We'll hopefully dive into that later.
Okay.
Then Del Rio cuts a promo at the end of the match and basically, you know, he proved a little... And at the beginning of all of his matches now, there's little Mexican flags on the ring posts.
I actually like that. That's
kind of cool.
So, it's cheesy bad guy stuff, so I like it.
Really?
Yeah. But then after the match, he says he proved to the Latino community that they finally have something to cheer for. And then he goes on and on and on, and Ricardo comes out. And he's like, you know, you're wrong. You're not a hero. He says he's happy he doesn't have to stand with Del Rio anymore, and he's found someone better and everything else, and I don't have his music queued up. And then out comes Rob Van Dam.
I didn't see this coming.
I don't think anybody's
seen it coming.
I don't see how this works.
You know,
does Rob Van Dam pay him a pot?
You know, he did just come off that drug suspension or the 30-day wellness policy violation. So,
yeah, but that wasn't for pot or anything. That was because he.
Oh, did we know for sure it wasn't?
It was something along the lines of like fat burners or something that had a banned substance because they told Ricardo to lose weight.
Well, Ricardo is Mexican.
Okay.
And Rob, you know, maybe like it's like a, you know, smuggling operation or something going on here.
Making runs for the border?
Yes.
Wow.
I can't believe it went that far.
I knew where it was going. I was just hoping he was going to put the brakes on before he got it there.
Well, you acted like you didn't know where I was going with it.
No.
I had to spell it all out for you.
Son of a bitch. Okay, and then we go to commercial break and blah, blah, blah. More backstage bullshit. What do we got? Oh, yeah, we got the real Americans against the primetime players.
Yes, and they don't really, like, acknowledge what Darren Young said or, you know, did, but they don't, like, steer away from it either.
No.
It's kind of a... It was a good match.
It was. They put prime time. And actually, I was looking at the ratings.
Uh-huh.
They gained a shit ton of viewers for the prime time players match.
Really?
Yeah. It was. I can't remember what the figure was, but it was impressive. It really was.
Okay.
One of the bigger gains of the evening.
That's cool.
But I've got a question for you.
Okay.
If Jack Swagger starts beating on Darren Young, does that officially make it a hate crime?
Yes.
If anyone starts kicking the shit out of Darren Young, is it a hate crime now? I mean, how can he not, you know? He can't lose. He's undefeated.
Well, I mean, it really, no.
He's unbeatable now.
No, it's not.
Oh, jeez.
And that's actually worse than what I was saying, in a way.
What?
It's not a hate crime. What's wrong with you?
Primetime players won the match.
They did.
It was a decent match, though. I gotta admit that.
Good match. And then, let's see. More backstage stuff with the Big Show.
Because apparently he said something on the same lines that Dolph Ziggler did. So Shield gets a handicap match with the Big Show now.
Yeah, and let's see. Apparently, Show was talking about he's wanting to team up with Mark Henry and take on the Shield.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
So okay.
That's a big team.
Oh, and this isn't a handicap. This is a. Well, it's a handicap match, but all three members are in the ring at the same time.
Okay.
So they don't have to tag.
No.
Yeah.
And Big Show loses.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, yeah, I know.
And then we've got the Ryback. He's still bullying.
You know, and this is something I want to talk about for a second. Big Show has an ironclad contract, right? So nothing can happen to the Big Show. Right. Why didn't Big Show just go, no, I'm not doing that?
I don't know.
I mean, because he can. You'd be like, yeah, I'm not going to go out there for that. You can't fire me, so screw off.
Yeah, he should have done that. Glitterfest says fat burners, but he's totally a stoner. I can tell.
We can sense our own people like gaydar with drugs.
Wow.
Glitterfest, we love you. What the hell else? Oh, and then we've got the whole CM Punk. He's going to respond to Paul Heyman.
Basically yes. Said he wanted to really just kick the shit out of Paul Heyman, and that's all he cares about right now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, that take your apology, shove it up your ass.
And then Axel and CM Punk get into it.
And CM Punk puts a shellacking on Curtis Axel for the most part. Axel got some good blows in, but I mean, if I remember right, didn't CM Punk pretty much like leave him laid out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to be interesting. I see a Night of Champions match happening there.
Woohoo.
Yeah, CM it looks Punk, that way.
New Intercontinental Champion. And then R-Truth versus Bray Wyatt, which I just want to state for the record, lost a lot of viewers again.
That was not a particularly good match.
No. No, it wasn't.
And I don't know. I like where this gimmick could go. I don't know that it's ever going to get there, though. And I like the potential for what I can see in it. But I'm...
They need the right people to be going up against to make it work.
Yeah, and R-Truth really doesn't do it for me.
Not at all. So,
no.
Bray Wyatt wins, but... And then after the match, we get a promo.
Ooh, was it a what was the promo for?
It was for a new tag team.
Oh, a new tag team.
It was. What? Yes.
A new tag team.
Yes. Los Matadors.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's, I think we've seen these guys before.
They look a little familiar.
They do.
They do.
Can't quite put my finger on them, though. Not
you
really
know,
sure.
I'm sure we'll get to that in a bit, though.
Yes.
Maybe. Well. And then Heath Slater and Jinder Mahal against the Usos. The Usos win. I don't... Yeah, okay.
Because what? 3MB has had their obligatory squash match. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
They're always losing.
And then The Miz against Barrett. And that match really doesn't happen a whole lot because Fandango interrupts and lays The Miz out.
Yes.
So. And then, of course, Daniel Bryan gets back in the building. Awesome security team.
Yeah.
Yes, because, you know.
You know, here's the thing. If one of us tries to get into a building without a ticket once we've been banned.
Yeah, I mean.
We can't get in. However, Daniel Bryan, I guess, is a great spy and can get in wherever he wants.
He's a ninja in disguise.
Ninja with a beard.
Yes.
And then we get the main event segment where this is going to take really a whole lot of time to cover.
Okay.
So you got Stephanie is already in the ring with Vince from commercial break. Triple H comes out.
And they all hug it out and have a big fucking group hug.
They've got the entire roster up on the stage, and they've got the Shield playing bodyguards down by the ring.
Yeah.
Triple H joins, and they hug it all out. And Vince is like, hey, we've got a new WWE champion that we can all be proud of now. And he also says that he's proud of his son-in-law. And then they hug again. And then the fans start chanting, you sold out of Triple H. He laughs and basically told the fans, you don't see the bigger picture. There's a bigger picture here. We did this for the fans, for his wife, for his kids, so the WWE can continue to exist in all of our futures. He didn't want to do it to Daniel Bryan, but it's a WWE champion, and the face of WWE is not Daniel Bryan.
So you're telling me here that the WWE is better off with a guy as champion with two drug strikes on his record than it is with one of the best wrestlers in the world right now.
Who's extremely over.
Because we deserve better than that.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we do. We do. We deserve much better than Daniel Bryan is. We finally have a real champion.
Do you buy into that, Jason?
I like the corporate... when The Rock was the corporate champ, so... Eh. We're going to see what happens on Raw tomorrow night.
I hated this segment overall.
It was really long and drawn out.
And
I think that was probably my biggest argument with it.
Well, hang on, because we're not all the way through the segment yet.
No, I know. And hold on, we'll just... Oh, God.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
We've got a link.
We got a link? Uh-oh. What's the link?
Rob Van Dam trying to jump up and grab the case before the match began at Money in the Bank.
Oh. Can't say, yeah, hey, whatever. Whatever it's going to take to win. All right, anyway, so back to this. We deserve better than as a champion, and Triple H says he doesn't really care about Daniel Bryan's personal problems, and Triple H says Bryan is just selfish, and then they bring out Randy Orton. And, of course, he gets booze. Oh, yes. And by the way, I'm getting ahead of myself. And he shakes hands, and basically said that Triple H basically says he didn't want to do it because of all the past history between the two and all that, alluded to the whole, Triple H was handcuffed to the rope, and then Randy Orton started making out with Stephanie?
Yeah.
And then didn't he punt kick her?
No, I don't think he punt kicked Stephanie.
Okay. Would have been great, but, you know.
I think one time he might have punt kicked Vince in the head, though.
Probably. I think he's kicked every member of the McMahon family in the head.
Well, I mean, let's forget about the time that, you know, Triple H busted into Randy Orton's house and, you know,
Here in St. Louis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which totally wasn't where that was.
No.
No.
I'm pretty sure St. Louis County Police, they didn't look like that.
I mean, they're pretty inept, but they're not that inept.
No. And then Orton comes out and, you know, gets applauded by them and hugs Stephanie, of all people.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. You hugging Steph? Wow.
Yeah. And then Orton tells everyone to stand on their feet and show Triple H some respect because he owes everything to Triple H.
In a way, that's a kind of true, but...
Triple H wouldn't have brought him on as part of Evolution, Orton wouldn't be where he is now.
I disagree. No. Well,
we didn't know who Randy Orton was before Evolution.
This is true. Think if their roles had been reversed, because they came in about the same time. What if John Cena had gotten Orton's gimmick and Orton had gotten John Cena's gimmick?
Ooh, God.
Think about that.
Ooh. 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 I don't like it.
Wow. Ooh.
I can't see Orton being a rapper.
Yeah.
You talking gimmicks and everything, or just what if Orton had gotten the fast track where... What are you talking about? Gimmick-wise or just...
What if Orton had been put on the John Cena path and John Cena had been put on the Orton path?
Orton would be the face of the WWE as being the good guy.
Hmm.
The one that does all, you know, the Make-A-Wish Foundation things.
I like it. It could... Ooh, man. Would we hate Orton as much as... I mean, I don't know if I'd hate Orton as much as I do. I would assume maybe.
But that's a question that I want to... Maybe we can look into that a little bit more.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it's something that I'm working on for another project for the network.
Maybe yeah, so.
There we go.
I am. I'm working on another project, so...
It's nice to know that you include us in these projects.
I put it on the host page.
I saw it, actually.
Okay, yeah. So then fuck you. Anyway. So Triple H basically says, hey, I know Daniel Bryan's in the building, so why don't you come on down? Because obviously you got some stuff you want to work out. Oh, by the way, if anyone out there touches him, you have hell of hair. Oh, and by the way, that goes for you Shield guys, too.
I hated this
part. And then
the fans basically had the move off to the side.
The fans started chanting, yes, yes, yes. And then they're like, no, let's make it feel more inviting. Play his music.
Yes, hit his music. Have him come on down.
Daniel Bryan, come on down, come on. And so his music hits, and he comes out from the back. Doesn't come straight down the stage, but...
Comes from the side area.
Comes from the side area, walks down, starts getting in the ring, and the Shield beat him down.
Yeah.
And beat the piss out of him. And they go to give him the triple powerbomb, and Triple H is like, no. He's obviously got something he wants to say. Let's let him in the ring. And as he's crawling in the ring, Triple H is like, come on, you can do it. Come on, boy, you can do it.
Yeah. And Orton RKO's
him. Yeah, and then he gets in the ring and gets an RKO. There you go. That was your main event in Raw.
I didn't like what this did for Daniel Bryan at all. I mean, it basically...
It made him look inept. It made him look like he can't... Yeah.
I mean, he is one of the most over guys in the company right now, and they do that to him. I don't get it.
It didn't make any sense to me to have him buried that way off the bat. Mm-mm. And it didn't make sense to me that there's nobody that was willing to help him out when the Shield was beating him down.
You know, let me check.
Especially not even guys Cena. Like Big Show or Dolph Ziggler, who got nothing.
Yeah. I don't.
Who got beat down by the Shield in various like handicap matches. The Big Show, who can't be fired for anything he does,
didn't get involved.
Yeah.
Not even Cena got
involved. I just want to throw something out. Something just popped in my head. Thinking about this.
And the Shield help on Randy Orton? I mean, didn't they spend like a good chunk of the year making Orton's life a living hell?
Yeah.
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 I know.
But the Shield is now the corporate bodyguard.
Exactly.
Because remember, Vince McMahon said about a month or two ago, I really like these guys. You guys really keep it up.
He congratulated.
So you're telling me that the Shield has essentially become the Big Boss Man?
Yes.
That does not bode well for the Shield.
They're wearing the same ring gear.
They actually are. That's the funny thing.
So anyway, here's what I was thinking.
Okay.
I'm just thinking back to everything and how heel-like it was and everything. Teddy Long was actually applauding most of it up on the stage. If you go back and rewatch it, he's sitting up there, you know, every time they say something and everyone else will boo, he's up there clapping.
Okay.
Think about it.
Well, Teddy Long's a jackass anyway.
Holla tag team match.
Yeah.
I look like a Muppet.
So that's your Raw. It was okay. I mean, it was a good Raw, but...
I didn't care for the ending, though, at all. And I'm hoping that it gets streamed. I will say this. I watched SmackDown this week.
You did?
Yes.
You must have been really bored Friday night.
I was, but I watched it for one reason.
Okay.
Main event was Wade Barrett versus Daniel Bryan steel cage match.
Oh, shit. Wait, I missed
steel
that.
Steel cage? What?
Yes.
Okay.
That was worth watching on its own.
Wow. It's
a pretty good match. I really enjoyed it. It just was worth mentioning that, Daniel Bryan got the win over him.
Okay.
And, I mean, it was a damn fine match.
Cool. And there was no involvement from anybody else whatsoever.
It was a steel cage match. Orton came out at the end of the match, like, after it was over, but...
Okay.
But, huh. Overall, I mean, it was a pretty good cage match, especially for being on SmackDown.
Wow.
How did I miss that?
You didn't watch SmackDown?
Well, no, but I read the spoilers because I had to score this week's points. And
yes.
So, anyway, speaking of points, we got a bet to talk about, fellas.
Yes.
I really don't want to talk about this anymore.
Why not?
Why not?
Because I'm getting slaughtered. I really, really am. So, here's how we're looking.
Okay.
I got 52 points.
All right.
52?
Yes.
All right.
Adrian, you got 80. Congratulations.
Making a comeback.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
And Heath, you have 101.
I hit the triple?
Yes.
Wow.
First one to 100.
I gained a bunch of points into this week.
But yes, though. Yes, you did.
Heath, we both finished with 9 points this week, and Adrian finished with 22.
Yeah, not my best week whatsoever.
He scored 22 points the last 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, I might need to
start. I know he didn't, because never mind. I'm not paying attention to my scoring. But yeah, he scored 22 points this week, so it was not good for us.
Yeah, I might need to start looking as far as who's my lowest scorer. And
well, that's what I'm doing, and I'm going to have to make a move. I got to do something.
Hey, all right. I would like to also point out that on SmackDown here,
yeah,
there was a handicap match between Mark Henry and the Big Show versus 3MB. I think that's the first time ever that the two guys outweighed the three guys.
Yeah, I would think so.
I mean, even though Big Show had slimmed down, yeah.
Well, you've got at least 800 pounds in that ring on their side, and the guys from 3MB can't weigh more than 225 apiece.
That's true.
Maybe, we'll even say 250. They still don't weigh them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so I have to make a move.
All right.
My move's official. I'm going to drop Kofi and pick up Ryback.
Kofi Kingston going away.
Yeah. Not a big fan of him anyway. So Kofi's going away. Ryback's coming on my team.
So you're taking Ryback, who you are a big fan of.
No. But I think we're going to I got to do something.
All right.
Okay.
So that's my move.
Now here's my question. Why are you choosing Ryback?
Because I think he's got a push coming to him. A good push. Because of a story I read on the internet.
I want to talk about that in a minute, I'm sure. So I'm not going to get into this yet.
No, what? Go ahead.
No, when we get to what stinks.
Okay. Speaking of that...
Hey, what segment is it next, Chase?
It is time for... Not what stinks, actually.
Oh, oh really?
Sorry about that, yeah. It is actually time for...
Oh!
Can Jason Heath win some respect?
Yes. Let's hope so.
So we're changing up this week on Heath a little bit. In honor of the PWI 500. You do realize what the PWI 500 is, right, Heath?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
So in honor of the PWI 500, we're going to go ahead and make this a PWI 500 themed one. All
right.
Okay.
So we're not
basically, I'm still guessing, I'm supposing, but
we're not guessing themes.
Okay.
Here's what we're going to do. We are going to give you a list of...
Three wrestlers.
Okay.
And here's what you have to do for this list. You have to guess which one scored higher, or was which one was ranked higher.
Okay.
Okay?
I can go with that.
All right. So, Adrian, group one.
Your choices are Kane, Ryback, or Randy Orton.
Ooh. Kane, Ryback, or Randy Orton. Who would have ranked higher?
They were all three right about par for the course with each other, I would say.
Yeah, I know, because, I mean, Kane has done a lot of wrestling.
When did the rankings end? Is it the end of May? I think it's the end of May. May 31st is when the rankings
end. May 31st?
End.
Okay.
So it goes June 1st to May 31st.
So Kane was tag team champions almost that entire run.
Yeah, he was.
And we need an answer.
You know what? I'm going to go with Kane on this one.
And to the judges.
Womp, womp, womp.
Damn.
The Kane was actually ranked number 16.
Okay.
Randy Orton was ranked number 14.
Really?
Ryback was ranked number 13.
Really?
Yeah.
So there you go.
Wow.
All right, group two.
Okay.
Group two. All right.
Not looking good yet.
Let's see here. Let me get the list up here. Give me just a second.
Yep. Which I am not watching. I'm not looking.
Fail, Adrian.
Okay. All right. So here is your group.
Okay.
All right. Who's ranked highest?
All right.
Your choices are Damian Sandow.
Okay.
Cody Rhodes.
Okay.
Or Rob Van Dam.
I've got the list in front of me, and I can't even tell.
You got the list in front of me, Kenny. Wow.
Well, it doesn't have them listed 1 through 5. It's got them listed
9. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see.
Need an answer.
You know what? I'm going to go with Cody Rhodes.
And to the judges?
Rob Van Dam is third out of these three at 63.
Okay.
Damian Sandow is number 50.
Okay.
Cody Rhodes,
ooh,
53.
Damn it. I knew it wasn't going to be RVD because, I mean, he hadn't been fully involved yet as far as...
No, but he was in TNA still.
Yeah, he was in TNA still, but...
Which takes that into effect. Okay.
Here was the other grouping that you were going to get.
Okay. This is just for shits and grins, I'm sure.
Yes.
At this point.
So your choices are Chris Jericho.
All right.
Kofi Kingston.
Okay.
Or Mark Henry.
Ooh. I'm going to guess more towards Mark Henry.
All right. So Chris Jericho is ranked number 25.
All right.
Kofi Kingston was number 20.
Okay.
Mark Henry, 40th.
Really?
Yeah. So, 0 for 3.
Yeah.
Good job, Ian. That's exactly what we expect from you. All right, so we're going to move on, fellas. Whee! It is time for our weekly dose of what stinks. Basically, we throw out whatever we didn't like about it, and what's the week in wrestling, and we bet you a little bit.
All right.
So, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right. Go for it.
All right. So, yeah. Watching wrestling, and all of a sudden, you know, it seems like it was right around commercial break.
Okay.
And at first I thought, okay, they're starting to go into, like, some kind of preview for like a show or movie or something.
Okay.
Come to find out, it wasn't either one of those.
Okay, what was it, Heath?
It was a preview for a new tag team.
Oh, these guys are awesome.
The El Matadors.
Oh, boy. Can't wait for that.
I died laughing. I was like, are you serious, WWE? Really?
They're going to take Primo and Epico and repackage them as Tito Santana.
Yes.
I could not stop laughing.
Do what, Adrian?
With his 13 kids living in his Volkswagen.
Yes.
I mean, seriously?
El Matadores.
Really? They're going to put masks on them and make them look like they're gay matadors. Seriously, they do look like it.
Not that there's anything wrong with being gay matadors.
No.
Hey, you know
if you're a matador and you're gay, hey, more power to you, buddy.
Don't miss the bull or you get the horn.
Oh.
I was thinking something. Okay. Come on.
I'll rephrase this. Flaming gay matadors. I'm serious.
Okay, still. You're a matador and you're a flaming gay matador, there ain't nothing wrong with that. Because I'll tell you what, I'm straighter than a fucking arrow, and there's no way in hell I'm getting in the ring with a fucking bull. So what in the blue hell did she just post?
What in the world?
What the hell is Miley Cyrus wearing?
What?
And what is CM Punk doing? Never mind. You know what? Some questions are just better left unanswered.
Yeah. If you have an explanation for that, later, Fist. Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I would have to agree with you, Heath. That was pretty shitty. Adrian.
Yes.
Yes.
You're up.
All right. So, I'm watching Raw, and the hypocrisy of the WWE knows no bounds. Because, literally, before... I'm watching a BSTAR like segment on there, and then the very next thing I get is Ryback bullying people backstage.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Going to this time he goes in the shower room, makes the guy take his like bag full of clothes,
pick it up,
and then makes him turn like the water in the shower on and like fill it up with water.
Yeah, that was pretty shitty. Actually, I would have to 100% agree with you on that one. That was just bad.
And it gets worse, too, because just the whole way that the whole Ryback thing has been going, man.
I thought he was going to take him in the shower and rape him or something.
Come here, let me show you what I do to guys.
I'm going to feed you more.
I'll give you a new meaning for Ryback rules.
Oh, Miley was a skank at the VMAs and CM Punk was not impressed.
Oh, the VMAs were tonight? Fuck, I didn't know.
I don't think that was tonight. I think it was just...
Yeah. Who watches VMAs anyway?
Actually, no, it was tonight. I remember seeing people on Facebook post about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Somehow, if I was Miley's dad, I'd be pissed out of her or something. I don't know.
Whatever.
You know, back before
was CM Punk actually there with her?
No, that was the dude that... I can't think of his name. It wasn't him.
Okay.
Who cares?
Got another glory fist. What the? Nice.
You know what? I've come to realize that Billy Ray Cyrus is actually Heath Slater.
Dude, don't insult Billy Ray Cyrus like
that.
Look
at the picture there.
It is not.
Apparently, Heath Miley Slater was trying to get some action on the stage or something. You know, before Miley like went batshit fucking crazy, I would have done her. Once she hit legal age, of course.
Yeah, I mean, she looked great. I mean, she was still, you know, more so country sound and all
that.
With
the long hair and the normalcy.
Yeah.
I could see Heath Slater now. I'd like to show her my 3-man band.
Oh!
Terrible, Adrian. Terrible. Okay, my turn.
Yes.
Okay.
So, we're chugging along Monday Night Raw. And we get a backstage segment.
All right.
And I don't remember. It was so bad. I don't even remember who was in it. I think what the fuck's his name? Zack Ryder was in it.
Okay.
Yoshitatsu?
I think so.
What? Okay.
And Yoshitatsu were backstage looking at shoes.
Yes.
And there was a guy in a referee shirt that was a Foot Locker employee.
What?
And they were having a commercial in the middle of Monday Night Raw like that.
Yes. Well, at least they weren't force-feeding people that shouldn't be eating Hardee's burgers, Hardee burgers.
But wait a minute, didn't they get interrupted while those three were talking?
Oh yeah, Fandango came out. That was the only saving grace of the whole damn thing, is Fandango came out.
But what did he do?
He found himself a pair of shoes.
How bad is your backstage segment going if Fandango is the only thing that redeems it?
Well, he redeemed most of the stuff on SummerSlam.
I didn't care for that, really, but that's just me.
You know, the greatest part as far as the backstage stuff at SummerSlam?
What?
He get knocked out by The Miz, and he does his own little Fandangoing.
Oh. My. God.
Things that cannot be unseen. Oh, God. Twitching.
We're going to just throw this out here. If you're ever in the chat room and Glitterfist is in there and she starts putting links and stuff up,
click at your own risk.
Exactly.
They are very disturbing.
Wow. Okay.
Anyway.
All
right. I think we're about done with that.
Yes. Yes, we are.
All right. It's time to move on, fellas.
All right.
It is now time for our weekly dose of Can You Dig It?
Sucker! Okay.
Alright.
And, let's go first. Go, Adrian, go for it.
Can you dig it? Ricardo Rodriguez is going to turn on Rob Van Dam and Night of Champions.
Ooh. I didn't even think about that.
Ooh.
Heath, take it away.
You know, as much as that would make a very interesting plot twist to the storyline of that, I just can't think of it. I think they might actually try to stick with it for a while.
I hate to do it, but I think I have to agree with Heath.
Really?
I don't see it happening. I don't see how it benefits anyone, really, to do that. It's possible, but I don't think it's going to be likely.
You know what? I'm going to dig it.
You think so?
I think he's going to turn on him. I got to say, I really think that Ricardo is he's setting up RVD for the turn, and he's going to go back to Alberto Del Rio. All
right. We'll see. All right, my turn. With the losing streak on the line, or the recent losing streak of Damian Sandow, can you dig this? He will cash in his Money in the Bank briefcase at Night of Champions and become the second person to not win the championship.
You know what? I'm going to say...
Someone's on the ball.
I'm going to say I can dig that, because I have a feeling somehow Cody Rhodes will have some interference in the way to cause him to not win it.
All right.
I cannot dig it.
You don't think so?
Sandow's going to win.
Okay.
I don't see him, because he's a pretty smart guy. He's the intellectual savior of SmackDown and the masses. So he's going to be smart about it and cash in at the right time.
All right. I don't think it's going to happen either. I really don't. I think I'm with you. He's going to cash in. He's going to win. They're going to eventually. They're going to have to do something on the SmackDown side of things, and they're going to have to move Del Rio over to really fight for the world title, for the WWE title side of things.
I really think that what's going to end up happening with this here is that Cody Rhodes is going to earn a title shot. He's going to beat Del Rio, and then Sandow's going to cash the briefcase in on Cody.
So you think we're going to get a double fucking?
Yes.
Okay. I'll take it. I like that. I really do. All right, so Heath, what's yours? Coming up with
I just going to throw this out. You know, I mean, I totally off the top of
okay.
my head. All right, so, Night of Champions coming up.
Okay.
We see Orton versus Bryan.
Okay. Yes, I dig that.
And
okay,
I think against all odds, Bryan will win. Even though there could be interference from any of the McMahons at some point, especially Triple H, but he's still going to defy the odds.
Okay, so you're saying Kenny dig Daniel Bryan getting the title back at Night of Champions?
Yes.
I cannot dig it. I think there's more to this than just a quick little boom, boom. I think they're going to let Orton run with the title for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with Jason on this one. I don't see Daniel Bryan getting the title just yet again. I think that the bigger payoff will end up at like something like Hell in a Cell.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
What about you?
And no, I cannot dig what I just thought up of on that.
But you can't smell what you're stepping in?
No.
Okay.
But hey, you know what? I came up with something. You got to admit it.
Yeah. You know what else?
What else we can admit?
You have a vagina! Fuck you.
Sometimes it just writes itself, Heath.
I know.
All right, so let's start really digging into a little bit of wrestling here.
Okay.
We promised you guys at the end of our show last week that we were going to give you our top five matches of the year.
Okay.
And I think we all have our matches. Am I correct?
We do.
Yes.
Okay. So who wants to, let's see, we'll just start at number five. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, Adrian, what's your number five?
My number five is from the Monday Night Raw, the night after Money in the Bank. It was Rob Van Dam versus Chris Jericho.
Okay.
That's my number five match. I mean,
I can't argue much with that. That was a good match.
It was a damn good match. There was quite a few good false finishes in the match. And these two just gelled well together. And it was a great return to Raw for RVD. Getting the win, and made it look like Rob Van Dam is still a legitimate threat to compete for titles.
Okay. My number five comes to us from Payback.
Okay.
CM Punk, Chris Jericho.
Nice choice.
It's a good match. I don't have really many complaints about it. Title for best in the world. So, all right, Heath.
All right. No, I wrote down my list, but and didn't have it in any particular order. But looking over all of the matches that I put in, I'm going to have to go with Punk versus Undertaker being my number five match.
Ooh. All
right.
Okay.
All right. It really showed that Undertaker, hey, yeah, he's getting up there, and you know he's got to be getting a lot closer to,
right. I think that match showed us that it wasn't so much the Undertaker that had been lacking the last few years. It had been who he'd been going up against.
Yes.
Triple H.
Yeah. Again, Triple H, his talent lied in it. No, he had hair back then, so never mind. Okay.
Well, actually, he didn't the last time he fought the Undertaker.
I thought he did.
No.
No, he didn't.
I thought he lost his
hair before the second match, not the first one.
No, he lost his hair over the course of a year ago. Because it was after the whole Brock Lesnar broke his arm thing.
Hmm. We'll have to look that up. But in the meantime, yeah, I thought it was a very solid match. I mean, Punk really, I think, helped bring out some of the best in Undertaker in that type of match.
Yeah. All right, Heath or Adrian, you're number four.
All right, my number four match is another match from... Actually, my number four match is from SummerSlam.
Okay.
John Cena versus Daniel Bryan for the WWE Championship.
I have no room to argue on this one.
Great match between these two. I really wish John Cena had been 100% healthy, so we could have seen what this match actually could have been without him having that messed up elbow, even.
Yeah.
Cena works hard, and Daniel Bryan can make anybody look fantastic. And so when you combine those two things together, you get good matches. As you'll see again with another match I have on my list in a little bit.
All right. My number four, same match.
All right.
So, there we go. It was a John Cena match that I was actually into. Ah, look at that, Adrian. You were
right. You were right.
I know. Because when we made the joke, oh, he got his arm broke, so he had to shave his head. All right. Heath, you're number four.
Yeah, and you know what? Believe it or not,
I think
we are unanimous on this.
Okay.
Yeah, Bryan versus Cena at SummerSlam.
All right.
I can't believe it. We came up with the same on that one.
We were supposed to come up with our own lists, and yet we all have a number four unanimous.
Yeah.
So, all right. Adrian, number three.
My number three is actually your number four match.
Okay. My number four match was your number four match.
My number three match is actually your number five match.
Okay.
Chris Jericho versus CM Punk from Payback. Fantastic match. I loved it, and it's one of the reasons why I rated Payback one of the best pay-per-views of the year.
All right. My number three was Punk versus Lesnar from SummerSlam.
All right.
Good match. Great match. One of the best Brock Lesnar matches I've ever seen.
I can't argue
with that. Other than the one where he took the face dive and from when he fought Angle at WrestleMania. Okay.
All right. So, my number three match. Oh, let me see here. Yeah, I actually got to go with Punk versus Jericho as far as my number three match.
All right.
I mean, both wound up being really good technical wrestling throughout the whole match.
All right.
So, I mean, it was great.
Adrian.
I mean, what can you say?
You're number two.
My number two. Brock Lesnar versus CM Punk from SummerSlam.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, not that we're going to have a whole lot of differentiation on some of these matches we're having right now. It's just...
It is what it is.
Right.
All right, my number two was already on Heath's list. CM Punk against The Undertaker.
Yep.
That's Porno Mario, man.
What the hell are we looking at there?
It's a glitter fist, Link. Oh, glitter fist.
Again. Wow.
I love him.
Always entertaining.
Keep him coming.
That is true.
Can we get some hot women on there? Just a few, please.
Please.
Okay. You're number two.
Okay, I was going to ask. Okay, which match are we at?
Be careful.
Yeah.
All
right, Heath, you're number two.
My number two is actually Cena versus Punk, Raw.
Whoa. That's your number two?
That's my number two.
All right.
Okay. I can't think of anything that was better than that, personally, but okay.
Hey, do you know what? It's his own personal opinion list, and I can't fault him for that.
I guess he was too busy playing with the mop today to really do his research.
No, this list is solid. I can't argue with it. If he thinks that's the second best, I can't fault him for that.
All right.
From Raw after Night of Champions.
Okay.
That was, hands down, still the best match of the year for me so far.
I'm sorry, I spaced out.
I said hands down, that's the best match
for me so far.
The John Cena versus CM Punk match from Raw after Elimination Chamber.
That is my number one match as well.
It's a good pick.
It was an excellent match. I can't
just
think of anything better.
Whenever Cena buzzed out the pile driver, I'm like, oh, shit.
Shit just got real.
Right.
It was an excellent match. Hands down, still match of the year. We've got a little bit, we got a few more months coming up, but I don't see anything that's going to beat it.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
And then for my number one, I actually decided to go with Punk versus Lesnar.
All right.
I mean, at first I had a little bit of reservations as far as Lesnar actually doing a decent job on this.
Right.
But between the two of them, I mean, they really had a good fight. I mean, it showed Lesnar actually went the distance on this one. As far as how moves went, he pulled them off good.
That he did.
And Punk was right there, going toe-to-toe the whole time.
Yeah. All right, fellas. So we touched on the PWI 500 earlier.
Yes, we did.
Before we actually get into that, Jason.
Wow.
Let's get our mail sack question answered, because we actually got a bunch of stuff in the mail sack.
Oh, do we have a bunch of stuff in the mail sack?
We have like four questions in the mail
sack. All right.
Mail sack time.
I know we don't have a whole lot of time left in the hour.
No, we don't. Because, yeah, at the moment we are sitting at 8 minutes.
So, question. Yeah, we're coming now. Is this our new Mail Sap theme?
I think so. I like it.
I like it. Awesome.
All right. All right, so what do we got in the mail sack, Adrian?
Question number one.
All right.
All right. With Cena and Sheamus being injured, it's giving two workhorses a chance to rest and heal up that they really need. Not to mention it gives the fans a break and allows their characters to be tweaked, giving other guys a chance to step up and make a name for themselves. So the question here is Cena and Sheamus both being injured right now a good thing for the WWE?
Personally, I think so. I remember when...
this question comes from Kevin Curtin, by the way.
Oh,
big okay. fan of the show.
Yes.
All right.
I think when Cena got hurt and was gone for a while and then made his return at the surprise return at Royal Rumble 08, I think it was. I think that was about right. When he returned at Royal Rumble 08, it was kind of a holy crap, you know?
Right.
And Sheamus, okay, why not? I think it could be a good thing for both of them. It will make us not so tired of seeing Cena, and it might give them some chance to maybe fine-tune Sheamus where he comes in as a badass.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I can definitely agree with that as well. I mean, it's going to kind of help put more of the other superstars within the roster a little bit more into the limelight at this time. Especially some of the mid-card ones. And, you know, and they need a little bit more push.
Yeah. We'll hopefully get to see better matches like Cody Rhodes against Damian Sandow. I'll take it. It's a good match.
Exactly.
All right, so what we got? I know we got a leftover one from last week's show.
We do.
All right.
So with...
Who's it come from?
Sheamus being out. This comes from the Rod Father.
Big fan of the Rodfather. We're getting hose jobs from him.
James Markoff, the Rodfather.
Yes, we're getting hose jobs, apparently, whatever that means. I don't know if that's okay. A good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah.
Heath, you like the gay community. What is that a term for, a sexual fetish or something? Not saying that he's gay, but...
But you're in touch with that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, so is that something, some sort of a gay thing that maybe he doesn't know what it means?
As you can tell, there is no comment coming from me.
All right, Adrian, what's our question?
All right, question here is, with the question we answered last week about, or 2 weeks ago now, about the tag division, okay. What do you think if there was a team up between Sheamus and Wade Barrett? If Sheamus wasn't hurt. And he really wants Heath to watch out for those smirk berries.
What?
I got no clue.
It says, oh, and watch out for those smurf berries, Heath.
No clue what the hell that means.
I don't know either.
I think the whole Wade Barrett thing, they gave him a chance when he was in charge of the Nexus and when he was ahead of the core. They kind of pushed him. They gave him his thing. And I think he disappointed. And I think he's for the most part, pretty much done. I really don't see much more in his future.
I think he's going to be where he is kind of now. He's going to be that solid mid-card, upper mid-card talent. That guys go over whenever they need a big win, but he stays in that kind of range. I think he could develop into more, but I don't know when that's going to be.
He, I maybe putting him with a tag team with someone like Sheamus could be good. They could be the Un-Americans or something like that. I know there's already been a tag team, but they could do something like that.
They could be the Brawling Brits or something, you know.
Something like that, yeah. I mean, it could. It's possible.
The Brawling Europeans or whatever. Yeah.
Something like that, yeah. I mean, I don't know, but all right. Heath, you weigh in on this one. What do you think? Good thing, bad thing?
Yeah, I think it'll be a good thing.
All right.
Yeah, it could be an interesting tag team opportunity there.
Yeah, all right.
We'll see what happens.
All right, next question. Now we're getting back to questions from Soul Patrol Brony.
The fuck were you and Jake Mullen talking about? Apparently he told you in your dreams.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That was a long combination.
Were you guys talking shit about the fantasy football leagues?
No, we were talking about Captain America, the movie.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
So, Soul Patrol Brony.
All right, let me find the...
Get back to the link there.
All right.
All right.
God damn it. All right. Up one. Okay. What if the WWE were to get more organized? What if they like had like instead of it being divided into shows like it's been in the past, what if you had different divisions of superstars were in? And then once you like made it to the top of the division, you could stay at the top or you can move into one of the other divisions. Like what if they had like a US title division, an Intercontinental title division, a WWE title division, a World Heavyweight Championship division, something like that?
Well, seeing the question, I don't think you're understanding the question correctly. Okay. However, I like your idea. I like it. I think that would be kind of... Man, that would be really different, though.
It would be like it'd be almost like what TNA does with the Bound for Glory thing, but you do it for like all the titles within the WWE.
I think it would take some getting used to, but I think that would be an awesome thing to do.
I would like to at least see it like as a test run or something like that. I think that could work.
Do make your Survivor Series to Rumble season, something like that.
Right.
And then how you, depending on how you do, that would be your entry into the Rumble.
Right.
I think that would be kind of cool.
Hmm. That is interesting.
Now, I think what he was asking was, what about putting specific people in charge of divisions to get them focused? Like, give someone the tag team division and, like, have... who's a great tag team guy that's backstage?
Paul Heyman.
Okay, put Paul Heyman in charge of just like the tag team division.
Okay.
Okay.
Put
Booker T
in charge of the U.S. title division.
You know what? And I got this. You can put Teddy Long in charge of the tag team division.
How a tag team match. I like that. But what if they did something like that? How do you think that would work? Do you think that would be something kind of really cool to kind of, you know, put more focus on that individual title or group?
All right, I can kind of see that.
Yeah, that would be a very good thing if they could actually pull it off.
I mean, they've got, let's just say Bret Hart's working backstage.
Okay.
You could put him in charge of any of them. Tag team division, Intercontinental title division, world title division.
Yeah.
And he would be that, so he's got his 10 guys that are in the world title division, and he just focuses on that, and he's in charge of those storylines and things like that.
Okay.
I think that would be awesome. Because you got someone that's been there and done that to really push them and try to prod them in the right way.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You know?
I think that's something that really needs to be done.
All right. And our next
really
question.
Help them along.
Comes from Soul Patrol Brony again.
Yeah, he has one more question here.
Number one fan.
So we have had we seem to have a corporation again, and that's pretty exciting. But with Cena taking off time, is this enough for his return to take on Randy Orton at WrestleMania 30? Also, the Shield having the belts and working for the McMahon makes the belts more important.
Okay. Let me see if the fucking buzzer blew.
First off, we fucking won.
Yeah, I didn't get through most of this list.
All right. But anyway, we will answer this question.
All right. Is this setting his return for taking on... Oh, of course. I mean, anytime Cena gets hurt, he comes back as fucking...
Yes and no. I think that they're going to end up doing something like they did at WrestleMania 2000, where you have a McMahon in every corner, but instead of having Linda in there, you have Triple H in there instead.
Okay.
You have Shane come back and take somebody. I would picture Shane as a Daniel Bryan guy.
I can see that.
Then you have Triple H have a guy.
I'm actually kind of waiting on that.
Triple H's guy, I would assume, would be Orton. Orton might be Vince's guy, though.
Yeah, maybe.
I would see Cena would be one of the person would be either Stephanie or Triple H's guy.
Okay.
And then you have somebody else, we'll say CM Punk be the other person's. So you have like a fatal four-way match, CM Punk, Cena, Daniel Bryan, Randy Orton for the WWE Championship WrestleMania.
It would be better than just having Orton against Cena. So I like that. That's a good idea.
But we'll see how this ends up going, because, I mean, obviously there's a lot of time. It looks like we're way off on our WrestleMania 30 predictions. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have to do it. We got a couple more months where we revisit that.
Exactly.
But also, I think having the Shield aligned, to answer the second part of his question, I think, yeah, having the Shield aligned with the McMahons, probably a good thing for them having their titles and such.
Yeah.
There's a little more prestige to them.
Yeah, because they're now the corporate title holders.
I'd like to see an official corporation form. I think it should end up being the Shield, Wade Barrett,
okay,
Ryback, and Randy Orton.
That could be brutal. I think that would almost be better than the corporate ministry.
I don't know.
Because the corporate ministry had the fucking Godwins, and it had...
Okay, corporate ministry had the Brood, it had the APA, it had the Undertaker,
okay,
Triple H.
Okay. Bossman was in there, so that's a strike against them. The Godwins were in it, that's a strike against them. It wasn't...
There was some big talent,
though. Wasn't Big Vince part of it, too?
Yes, he was.
Okay, so there's more strikes against them, I think, that would be if they put that as their new corporation.
Well, I mean, I see what you're saying. I don't know.
We'll wait and see. We'll kind of see what happens with that. So, I think we're done.
All right.
Adrian.
Yes.
What do we got coming up on the network?
Well, tomorrow night. Are we still on the air tomorrow night?
I believe we're going to replay tomorrow night.
All right.
I think so.
All right. Kind of cold.
So tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central.
There you go.
Yes.
You can listen to the Hour Bomb Wrestling Podcast. That's us.
Hey.
You can listen to everything you just heard.
Yes.
We'll be on.
Okay.
We're going to be doing the show.
Yep.
Then at... Tuesday nights at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Okay.
That's the Friends Talk Wrestling FTW podcast.
Fuck the world.
No, it's Friends Talk Wrestling.
Son of a bitch.
I know, they're never going to have it.
It's Harrison, yeah. Joe, Garvin, Lee, and Rob.
Okay.
And various other people from the FTW community sometimes join in, and they talk wrestling very topic-based oriented. They stay on topic better than we do usually.
Okay, that's not hard to do.
No, not really.
Wednesday
night at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, it's Shooting from the Hip with the Leopard Dan Phelps.
I think it's the original Dan Phelps.
Oh, the original Dan Phelps, sorry.
Yes.
Michael Classic and Sean Big Daddy Brown.
Not Michael New Hip, but Michael Classic.
Yes.
Yes.
And?
Not Michael Next. He's Classic Pepsi, not, you know, he's Coke Classic, not Pepsi Next.
Wow.
He's Coca-Cola Classic, not...
Whatever, I don't know.
Not New Coke. Anyway, go ahead.
Join them as they talk about stuff, like wrestling, and Whoopi Goldberg, and...
Apparently they talk about wrestling somewhere in there,
wait
but
a minute, Whoopi Goldberg?
Like the, yeah, there's a new segment that they introduced where, it's the, Whoopi moment of the week or whatever, where Sean Big Daddy Brown finds something Whoopi Goldberg-related news bit and talks about it. That's a real thing. I heard it this past week.
Holy shit. And this is what I get from that.
What I learned this week was, did you know Whoopi Goldberg is going to be in the new Ninja Turtles movie?
Wait, what?
There's a new Ninja Turtles movie?
Yeah, it's going to be coming out.
Is it animated or is it live action?
I don't know.
Okay.
But apparently Megan Fox is going to be April O'Neil. All
right.
And Whoopi Goldberg is going to be her boss.
All right.
Okay.
As long as we don't have to see Megan Fox's thumb.
Yeah.
That just, that took her down on my hot scale a lot. Seen that thumb.
Oh, okay.
All right, anyway. All right. And then, what night are we in? Oh, Thursday.
Thursday night. It is the TNT Wrestling Power Hour with Tom and Tyler. It's at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern?
I think so, something like that.
And they do a good job talking about the NXT and this whatever's going on. They talk about NFL, video games.
They talk about whatever.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Boobs.
Boobs?
They talk about boobs quite often.
Fuck, I need to start listening to that show more.
Yeah.
And speaking of boobs, we've got 2, 4, 6 glitter fist links. Let's go ahead and just click on those real quick.
All right, real quick here.
Whoa.
That's hot.
That's someone licking a skeleton. Okay.
Necrophilia.
And this is... I can't explain this.
That's a guy banging Spider-Man.
Okay.
Wow.
Yikes.
Dildo powered go karts?
It's like 8 Japanese women on go karts with dildos in them.
Fuck machines.
And one guy with a gimp.
And there's. Whoa. Okay, that's really weird. That's disturbing. That is really disturbing.
Edward Dildo hands.
Okay.
And.
I like that one.
That, wow.
Can we just... I'm going to need to take this in the bathroom for a little bit.
No.
Wow. All right. So anyway. Articles on the website.
Yes.
Articles. We have
the
highlight reel with Richard Berghoff on Tuesdays.
Okay.
We have Wednesday. We have How the Cookie Crumbles with Brian Cookie Crook.
Okay. Cookie Crook?
Yes, Cookie Crook.
So he's
from a cook to a crook?
He's like on the mascot on the old Cookie Crisp commercials.
Yes,
huh?
Yes. That's what he does in his off hours is he chases down the Cookie Crisp guy.
Okay. Cookie Crisp. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. Thursdays, we have Shooting Shoots with Omar Kamal. All
right.
Okay. Friday, we get the weekly Zeus occasionally with Zeus.
He's been real busy, so we're going to give him a pass on this one. We're going to rip him too hard.
There's a headline with Kyle Robinson.
Okay. All right.
There's on Sunday, Wrestle with Jake Mullen. And now a new article that's been popping up recently is the Daddy's Big Deal with Sean Brown.
He can write?
Wow.
Apparently so.
Is it, readable?
It. You know what? There's a lot of pictures.
Oh, okay.
And actually, no, he does a pretty good job. I read his article. It's pretty good.
Oh, okay. Cool. And then
Michael Klasick has his weekly dotes of TNA. Weekly.
Weekly.
Fuck you off. Said weekly.
Classics Angels is on there. And then, of course, we throw it out. We bow our hats to the one and only Paul Jordan.
The site editor that posts pretty much everything else.
The hardest working man on the TWR network.
Thank you, sir.
And I'll allude just for a second on Almighty Project. What I'm trying to do here is I'm going to work on it's going to be a once a month segment on me from me.
Okay.
It's going to be kind of like a roundtable thing. It's going to be a superstar roundup where we just kind of pick a superstar and we're just going to talk about him.
All right. Okay.
What we like, what we dislike, if they're still active, what we'd like to see, if they're what we would like to have seen them do different, and if they're not currently active, how well was their career? Was it what could they have done different?
Okay.
So we're gonna. I don't have a date where I'm gonna start that yet, but that's something I'm gonna start working on here in the very near future.
Okay.
So we're gonna have some fun with that. It's not just gonna be me and. We're going to try to work with some of the other guys on the network. So
that'll work.
All right. So it'll be fun.
Yeah.
All right, Adrian. So if someone has a problem with something we said on the show, what do?
They can fuck off.
Whoa. The views of Adrian Masters do not necessarily represent those of the TWR network or the Hour Bomb.
But they should.
No, they don't.
They don't.
But they should.
Seriously, what do they need to do, Adrian?
They can send us an email telling us how butthurt they are about whatever it was that we said, or at thehourbomb@gmail.com, or they can, send them us a message on Facebook, or they post on the forums, whatever.
Whatever. Also, find us on iTunes, hit that little subscribe button, give us a review on iTunes, and go ahead and like us on Facebook.
I want to work on a form for people to fill out and send to us if they actually are hurt by something we said. Just please describe the nature of your butt hurt.
So I posted that poll a while back about whether or not Heath should go off on you in the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
The overall consensus was no, but everyone said you're a dick. So.
It's because every answer said that I was a dick, you asshole.
That means that everyone voted, took the time to vote, just so you were a dick.
Fuck off.
And
people wonder why I don't care what they think.
Whatever.
I thank you, the rest of the people, saying no.
And Brian Garvin specifically said that I was nice, so fuck off, you.
When did he say you were nice?
He said it on that actual post. If you go in there and read it.
Oh, I didn't actually read anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Since we're not technically the Raw Free Show, are we doing a 5-point preview anymore?
No.
No? We doing anything?
No, we'll look at the 5-point preview next week.
Though. Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
We'll use that as our lead-in to talking about
Raw. Oh, so I don't spend the first half hour next week's show just talking about Raw? Good, I like that.
All right.
So then I guess that just about does it here. We're going to go ahead and is our send-off here.
If people could show up next week in the live chat, that would be awesome.
Yes, that would be great. We're just going to still take a moment here to mourn the loss.
Yes.
It's a hard loss here.
We got to say, I know Glitterfist is going to be taking a vacation from the website here soon, too.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I wasn't going to say anything yet, but...
Aww.
So, this goes to
Glitterfist. No Glitterfist links?
It is going to be hard to say goodbye.
It is. One of our...
Actually, I'm going to have a harder time with her, not being around than I am with anything else,
I know. She's always been the...
I guess we could throw out there that the OSW review isn't going to be on the website anymore, either.
Who?
Yeah.
Oh, those were the, I'm not trying to be a dick here, but those were the guys that went and did the...
The old school wrestling reviews, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're not going to be on the show, on the website anymore either.
Okay.
Not so hard to say goodbye to them.
Okay. I don't know. All right, so, all right, I think that just about does it. I got a good song picked out here, I think.
Oh, do you?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, because apparently, yeah.
Better Fist says, yes, everyone sucks but me.
All right. I'd have to agree with that, yes.
Litter Fist blows. Oh, there we go.
Oh, hey.
Anyway, yeah, I got a good one. We're going to go back to the... All right. We're going to go back to some old school tag team here.
Oh, really?
Some cheesiness.
Oh, boy.
When I think of this, I think of Rico.
Oh, God.
Yes. So, I think that just about wraps it up. So
I'm just kidding, Glitterfist. I really do love you.
We do. We're going to miss you. Hopefully you get back with us soon. So I think we're going to try to do this. Wait, hold on. Fuck, I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. the whole no 5-point preview is throwing me off now.
Yes,
so, all right. Once again, I am your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert, saying adios, motherfuckers.
The big A, Adrian Masters, quits this bitch.
And the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
We're going to try to do this again next week. Please, show up in the chat room.
Yes, we love having people in the chat room. It makes it so much more fun.
But it's going to be, it's well worth it, I promise you. All right? Yes. So until then, you've been our bombed.
Toodles.